This is Ozarks at Large. One of the most popular American mathematicians of the 20th century was native Oklahoman Martin Gardner. His column, Mathematical Games, ran for 25 years in the magazine Scientific American and inspired countless readers to become more familiar with math and thousands of others to pursue a career in mathematics or a mathematics-related field. Saturday, in honor of Gardner, who died in 2010, the University of Arkansas's Department of Mathematical Sciences will host the 3-hour Celebration of the Mind. Puzzles, activities, and games will be set up for families to explore the ways math can not only inform, but entertain. Edmund Harris is an assistant clinical professor in the Department of Mathematical Sciences at the U of A, and he's an organizer of Saturday's Celebration of the Mind on the university campus. Edmund says Martin Gardner's puzzles serve not only as an inspiration for this weekend's event, but also as a way to involve more people in mathematics.
Because they got mathematical ideas out there, sort of not from the top, but from the bottom. It was something that somebody could stumble across, and it became theirs. Solving this puzzle, it wasn't something that had been set by a teacher or demanded by society. It was just something you found and you enjoyed working on. And that has led many into the quest for different, more and more interesting puzzles and more difficult puzzles. And mathematics is a great way to find more puzzles.
So part of the idea behind the Celebration of the Mind is maybe you won't turn everyone onto a career of mathematics, but certainly exposure will be there.
Yeah, well, there's sort of two goals. Firstly, to show people that mathematics has more faces than just sitting with a pile of algebra problems in front of you. And secondly, to try and find those people who might be interested. And I think, you know, if you liken it to English, in school you study books, but that may be not enough to develop a true love of reading. But there's lots of opportunities. We're sitting just opposite the library where people can find the interest. You know, you can pick up a book and that'd be something you love. For mathematics, it's harder to find those sort of things which are out for people to discover for themselves. And so the goal is to have something in the community where people can turn up and see this other face and maybe find, you know, some individuals might find, hey, this is what I really want to be doing. This is really exciting.
So taking that analogy with English, if in school you're given a volume of Ernest Hemingway, but that doesn't really get you excited, but then you discover another author at the library and it opens up a completely different world. Are there those sorts of opportunities for mathematics?
I believe so. I think many of the booths and activities we have are exactly that sort of thing, whether it's playing with tiles or looking at how pulleys can increase your strength, or there's a wide range of different things. We also have a booth that talks about how Google works.
The search engine?
Yes.
How does it work? I've wondered this.
Well, it's
I get a million results, and it always tells me in like 0.8 seconds.
Well, that aspect of it,
okay.
That's the true magic. But
okay.
They very efficiently managed to do some sophisticated mathematics. In fact, Sergey Brin's father is a mathematician, and there's really some nice mathematical results, which firstly allow the first edition of PageRank, if you will, mm-hmm. That algorithm was based on this idea that you look, here's a website, how good is it? Well, we don't know. Well, you look at what websites link to it, but you don't know whether they're any good. But what you can do is just look, you have a website which has a lot of good websites linking to it, mm-hmm. then you say that's a good website and you give extra credit for its links coming out. Now, this sounds like we've just become circular, but actually there's a way of setting up this problem so you can sort of, you start off saying all websites are equal, and then you give credit to the ones with more links, but then you sort of iterate on this. So you say the ones which are now better in this first iteration are going to be, their links are more valuable. And so if you have 1,000 links from sites which don't have anything linking to them, that's not going to give you much benefit in this second iteration.
Sure.
And there's a mathematical result which says that if you sort of keep doing this process, it won't start waving all about wildly, it will actually settle on a particular value. In fact, you can jump straight from the data to that value, and that gives you an ordering of the sites, give, you know, which are more relevant, which are more regarded. And the one of the reasons that Google did better is that this algorithm is a lot harder to game. It's a lot harder to push your site up these rankings.
To manipulate.
Yeah. I mean, as, of course, the clever people out there, so there's a sort of arms war between Google trying to keep the results better.
Right.
And search engine optimization companies trying to get their company to the top of the listings. But these sort of techniques are far harder. You have to be more subtle in how you game them than just producing 1,000 pages pointing at one site, because that will not be so valuable.
Safe to say that we all use math, whether we know it or not, every day.
That's certainly true. I think it's can actually be oversold a little bit.
Really?
I mean,
I use a Google search every day.
I think there are huge ways in which mathematics affects our lives. But I think you don't need to know about the mathematics to use Google search.
Sure.
And I, you know, the analogy I like to draw here is to driving a car. You don't need to know anything about the engine to drive a car.
Right.
And you certainly don't need to know all about how to fix it up. But it's worth knowing a little bit in order to, you know, if you can change the oil and check your tires, suddenly you can reduce the costs and you can keep your car working a lot longer. So I think we use mathematics, but we don't need to know it to use it. The case here is that, but knowing a little bit about it can enable you to work in the world in a more sophisticated and manner, in a more reliable manner, because you know a little bit more. You don't need to know how to write, how to produce Google in order to benefit from it. But there's right. a little bit of interest there.
When people walk into the Celebration of the Mind on Saturday, what are they going to see?
They're going to see a room full of different booths, all exploring different aspects of mathematics. We've talked about several of them here. They're going to see the Math Club screen printing T-shirts with mathematical patterns. And there will be a door draw to see who gets to take one of those T-shirts away. They will see wall of mathematical art. They will see lots of mathematical fun and games. And hopefully they will also see lots of people enjoying mathematics. And one of the things I've seen before that I hope to see again is the wonderful sight of parents having to pull their children away from mathematics.
Now, these booths will be created by whom?
The booths have been created by the grad students in the math department. And so as well as this being an activity where we want to reach out to the wider community, it's something that we're using to build community within our department. So everyone from the faculty to the grad students, there are many undergrads and math majors coming along to help out. So it's something that we're really putting on as a whole department, rather than just something that's being put on by a few individuals.
Edmund Harris is an assistant clinical professor in the Department of Mathematical Sciences at the University of Arkansas and an organizer of this weekend's Celebration of the Mind. The Celebration of the Mind will take place Saturday from 11 until 2 inside the Verizon Ballroom in the Arkansas Student Union on the University of Arkansas campus. The event is free and open to the public.